Sports Update with Mitch Fortner.
And it's powered by Ready Systems. Call Ready Systems and never buy a computer again. John Curry, no longer the athletic director at K-State. He'll be taking the job as vice chancellor and director of athletics at the University of Tennessee. Now, before Curry came to K-State in 2009, he spent 10 years at Tennessee. Under Curry's leadership, K-State has evolved into one of the NCAA's most financially solvent programs while initiating $210 million in comprehensive facility improvements. The Kansas City Chiefs have released four-time Pro Bowl running back Jamaal Charles. The move clears more than $6 million in salary cap space that they have used to sign two other players along term extensions. Charles ran for 7,260 yards and 43 touchdowns in 9 seasons with the Chiefs and will finish as the franchise's career rushing leader. And his promising career has been cut short, unfortunately, by injuries over the past few years. Jabroni of the Week is right now.
And then everyone said, Jabroni.
You jabronis hit the jackpot.
That jabroni you have sitting in your studio.
Ow.
Is this Jabroni's name?
Jabroni of the Week.
Finally, I get to talk. All right, let's do this thing here.
Man, shots fired. Shots fired.
You guys did very well. I couldn't have done any better. Couple things. I'm going to go with the Big 12 here in this honorable mentions. I got to go with Baker Mayfield. Over the weekend in Arkansas, he was arrested for, first of all, being public intoxication. I don't know exactly what was happening, but that led to disorderly conduct. He fled from the police. He was resisting arrest. I mean, he was creating a lot of problems for himself. And if he were just to give up with the public intoxication, would have been just fine, but no, he had to tack on the charges, and now just the question is, what's Oklahoma going to do about it?
Well, I thought his actual charge on the police report was jabroni in public.
he just posted a very lengthy apology to Twitter, by the way.
Yeah, called it the worst mistake of his life.
You know what? I like Baker Mayfield, and I think it was a heartfelt apology.
Death penalty to Oklahoma.
Well, if we're going to play to our stereotypes, yes, Baker Mayfield is the greatest thing ever. He can do whatever he wants as long as he can play football, and then you say, yes, death penalty to Oklahoma. Yeah. We're playing our roles on the show. That's how it goes.
Well, I'd imagine after a couple years – well, never mind. I was bringing up a bad joke, not even going to say it. I'm going to go along with Carlton Bragg Jr. yesterday during the game against Oklahoma. Well, he had a wide-open dunk, and he went for it, but maybe jumped a few inches too soon. And he was rejected badly, but not by a person, by the cylinder.
You know what that reminded me of? It was the worst missed dunk I could think of from a Kansas player since it was Julian Wright. You remember Julian Wright?
Oh, yeah.
He had a wide-open breakaway, and he went to windmill it. And when he was going to windmill it in the transfer, he just lost the ball.
Was that against K-State?
No, it was against, Colorado, I want to say. But that gif, you want to talk about gifs that went around for a while. Julian Wright trying to windmill and just whiffing, losing the ball. It was about as bad as Carlton Bragg last night.
Next, I will go with something that is not sports-related, but it has to be brought up. And that was what happened at the Oscars.
Amazing.
On Sunday.
Amazing.
You want to talk about old Harvey.
Steve Harvey.
Steve Harvey. He has nothing to worry about now. He's off the hook after what happened was – Bonnie and Clyde was on stage. That was Faye Dunaway and Warren Beatty, who was up there for the 50th anniversary of Bonnie and Clyde. Well, Mr. Clyde, he was looking at the thing and said, well, this isn't right. So he hands it over to Bonnie, and she reads out La La Land. Well, it was the wrong envelope, and it was Moonlight who was supposed to win. So the entourage, the producers, whoever was up there for the La La Land people says, Moonlight, come on up. You guys actually won, and it turns out that they just had two of the same envelope, and they didn't give Bonnie and Clyde the right one.
Justin Timberlake was there in person for probably two of the 50 most shocking moments in the history of live television.
Yeah.
Janet Jackson and that, I think both in the top 50.
And also add to it the in memoriam thing that they have every year, the recap, all the, folks have passed away in show business. They had the wrong picture of a lady who passed away.
Oh, no.
It was actually...
That's bad.
It was Janet Patterson. She was a costume designer, but they ended up showing a picture of Jan Chapman, who is a producer. And they gave Suicide Squad an Academy Award,
yes.
Which is absolutely ridiculous.
Oh, it was best awful makeup.
I don't care. Awful movie.
It was best makeup.
They don't deserve
get over
anything.
Well, what is there that will possibly top that as Jabroni of the
Week? All right, so I got to keep it sports related for the actual Jabroni of the Week. I'm going with Louisville student Jackson Logsdon. Now, this is a crazy story because it was at a women's basketball game. You've heard of this. K-State does this contest. You got to make a layup, a free throw, a three-pointer. Then you go for the half-court shot. If you make it, you're going to win some dough. He ended up making the half-court shot, and he won $38,000. But then it gets worse about 10 minutes later. He steps into the tunnel. He's doing some paperwork, and there is a line that says, "Did you play high school basketball?" And he put, "Yes." There is a clause in this contest that if you've played high school basketball within the last 6 years, you are not eligible for the $38,000 prize.
This is where I need to clarify. Who's the jabroni here? You said Louisville? Louisville for setting?
He said the student.
I'm going with the student.
What?
He's the one that's not going to get the money.
That is a terrible clause to have in that contest.
It is a very terrible clause.
If you're Louisville, and if he had no knowledge, I mean, I'm sure he had no knowledge then prior to entering the contest, right?
Lawyers, man.
I mean, come on, dude. That is, I'm sorry. Louisville is my jabroni of the week. That is hashtag not my jabroni.
Hey, he's
not my jabroni.
First of all, it was the people in the stands that saw the half-court shot go in. It's now because of what happened that people probably around the world now knows that he made that shot and he's not getting the money.
Someone's got to have like a GoFundMe or something.
Well,
right?
No, if I'm
get
Louisville,
him the damn money.
If I'm Louisville, I cut him I give him 10 grand and season tickets to all Louisville football and basketball games.
There
sure,
has been
like
a
that.
Representative that says that he will get something.
Yeah.
Oh.
But not all of it.
Oh. Well, great. Louisville. You know, I'm glad that we're maintaining just like the NCAA. We're all about the students and the student athlete experience for everybody here. That's what really.
I mean,
you're
making a big deal. That's like a third of your annual salary.
That clause basically says this game is set up to make sure nobody actually wins. If they don't want actual basketball players to participate in this activity.
Oh boy,
that's Bush League. I mean,
what if you were a basketball manager in the last 6 years? Then could you do it? Because that makes a difference for me. I didn't play at Manhattan High School, but I was a manager for the basketball team.
I got cut my freshman year, so I'm good, and I can shoot. Take me to a Louisville game. I'm going to make these.
No,
these people will pay.
We need to settle the recliner thing.
Yeah, the recliner contest at K-State games. No slam dunk. Give me 5 tries. I guarantee. I guess they get 3. Give me 3 tries. I got $10. I'm making one of those.
I want to see it.
$10.
You're on.
That's the game.